Meditation, looking in a mirror. Meditation, looking in a mirror. How often do we look in the mirror? We comb our hair and wash our face. We clean up. We look in the mirror and we say, good morning, good morning. And do we ever look in the mirror and say, well, I am a very handsome, a very beautiful person. I am a very thoughtful, loving, kind person. I like me, I like me, I like me. Do we ever say that? We don't say that enough. I can imagine that if I were to ask five people, that all five people would tell me, no, they haven't looked in the mirror and said, I like me recently. They haven't done that. Now, why haven't they done that? They haven't done that because they don't realize how important it is to meditate while looking in a mirror. When I look in a mirror, I see me. And when I look in a mirror, generally speaking, I do not judge me. I do not say I'm good or bad or happy or sad. I do not say any of these things at all. I just look in the mirror and I see myself and I think, that's okay. Yeah, it's okay. And let it pass. And let it pass very quickly because I go on to doing other things. If I were to be able to just stop for a second and look in the mirror and say, hey, good morning, Herb. How are you today? And answer myself back, I'm just fine. What do you got planned for today? Oh, I hadn't really thought about it. My normal, ordinary things that I do, that's what I got planned for today. Well, have you got planned to do something nice for yourself? What do you mean, nice for myself? Well, have you planned to do something that would make you happy? Well, not really. Have you planned to have a good breakfast? Well, yeah, sort of, but I hadn't thought about it until I get there. Have you thought about having wonderful conversation at the breakfast table with your family? Well, yes, but haven't thought about it till I get there. Have you thought about digesting your food in a harmonious, beautiful way, gently, slowly, eating it, enjoying every mouthful? Well, not really. I ask myself these questions, and I say to myself, not really. And how absolutely worthless that is. Here I have the opportunity to speak to myself. I have the opportunity to create, before it happens, my wonderful world by liking myself, by saying, what a wonderful day this is. I'm looking forward to a wonderful breakfast, a wonderful conversation with my family. I'm looking forward to a fabulous day where I do just marvelous, wonderful things. Of course, that's sort of like meditating as I'm looking in the mirror. Because I'm looking in the mirror and I'm looking at that person that I see in the mirror and I say, you're a handsome, beautiful person. And I don't even say, oh, come on now, you know. I say, yes, that's true. You are a thoughtful person. You are a loving person. Yes, that's true. You're the kind of person that everyone would like to have at their breakfast table. Oh, really? Yes. You're the kind of person everyone would like to have at their breakfast table. Now, why would everyone like to have you at their breakfast table? Well, basically, they'd like to have you at their breakfast table because they would like to have a happy face there. They'd like to have a happy voice. They'd like to have a happy attitude. They would like everything to be in divine order. They'd like everything to be just a happy, happy time. Now, can you do that? Can I do that? Can I look at everyone in the world and say, this is a happy world, this is a happy time? I can. But do I do that? Do I take the time to do that? Do I take the time to look in the mirror and say, hi, Herb, it's good to see you. My, you're a good-looking person. And You say, well, that's silliness. That is not silliness. A woman goes before the mirror and puts on her makeup. Why does she do that? Why does she look in the mirror? She knows generally where to find her nose and her face, but she looks in the mirror because she wants it to be perfect. Now, is it going to be perfect? Is it going to be wonderful? Is it going to be fantastic? Well, she thinks so. Does it improve her looks? Does it improve her appearance to all the world and to mainly herself? Yes. Why does she do that? She has beautiful lips, and yet she puts a paste on them that makes them red or different colors. She has beautiful eyes, and she feels that she'll sort of make those eyes stand out by putting a darkness around them. She looks at all these things and says all these things. Why do we do that? Well, if you think it's important enough to look at your face and wash it, to brush your teeth, to shave, to shower, to do all these things that you think are important, why is it that you don't talk to yourself and look in the mirror and meditate and say, I am a wonderful person. I am a happy person. I am a joyful person. I am a person that filled with peace and filled with love and filled with all that is glorious and good. And when you can say that, when you can say that, and it's not a matter of saying it because it's true or false, it's a matter of saying it because you remember it. And you remember to say it, and when you remember to say it, then it is reiterated in your consciousness. And that iteration again in your consciousness, that iteration again in your consciousness, the iteration again in your consciousness is like saying a beautiful, wonderful meditation. We can all make these meditations for ourselves. We can all speak lovely things for ourselves if we wish. And we can also speak negative things. But let's not give that one moment's thought. We wake up in the morning and we look in the mirror and we say, good morning, me. And you say, how silly. No. You're wonderful. You're fantastic. You're glorious. Oh, what a beautiful makeup that is. If you could put the makeup on your face that says, I like me, I like me, I like me. I live in my ideal, beautiful spirit, mind, and body. I'm whole and perfect. I'm fantastic. And then, I have a fantastic wife. I have a fantastic husband. I have fantastic children. I have fantastic parents. I have a fantastic world. Oh, it is a wonderful world I live in. And just emote. Just let go. Just look in the mirror and meditate. That's what we're doing. We're meditating. Whatever we're thinking about is what we're meditating about. And so you go on and say how wonderful you are and how wonderful the world is, and you meditate with words of positive affirmation. And by the time you get down to the breakfast table, you're going to be floating in. You're going to be coming in with saying, hi, everybody, how you doing? I love you, I love you, I love you. Not asking how you're doing because we want to know how they're doing, but saying how are you doing because we're being conversational. We're letting them enter into it in any way they want. And the only way we allow them to enter in is to be good and very good, to be wonderful and very wonderful. Now, each one of us has this privilege. We have the privilege of meditating while looking in the mirror. And we have the privilege of, in our meditation, to see all good and very good. Because all the world is a mirror for us. All the world is a mirror of who we are and what we think and what we do and what we're planning for our life. And so, it's up to us to get to work and say good things about us. Tell ourselves good things in the mirror. Affirm good things in our heart. And live good things in everything we do. And when we do that, we have established the most beautiful, fantastic, glorious experience that anyone could ever have in their entire life. Because we're looking in the mirror and we're meditating. We're meditating as we're looking in the mirror, and all is good, and very, very good. That's why I like me so much. And I like all of my creation, because they're my mirror, and I look in them, and I see happiness everywhere. Have a glorious day. You know I love you. I know I love you. But it doesn't hurt to tell you. I love you, I love you, I love you.